never happy, doesn't want me to ever go for surf or golf. That's not true.
Yeah.
She just wants you to do your share of the job so she can actually have a turn of going to golf or a surf.
Gab, welcome to After Dark. It's such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. It's very bizarre now being on video, not just on radio. Look,
and our beautiful set behind us. And
I wish I got glammed up.
Never mind. Now, tonight we're talking about something that I guess a lot of couples would struggle with. And that is when we get ourselves into a little bit of a victim mentality.
Yes.
So that causes friction in a relationship. I mean, no relationship is, I guess, immune from conflict, but it's what we do when that arises and how we approach it that I guess can make all the difference in terms of resolving it.
Yes, absolutely. And I suppose I'll just differentiate between victim mentality and being a genuine victim.
Yeah.
So a genuine victim stuck in a domestic violence relationship, male or female, this is not what we're talking about today. So you deserve support and you deserve to go get help or exit or whatever you need to do to stay safe. The victim mentality that we're talking about today is more, it's more when we, for instance, the most common example I see couples bring to me is women feeling drowned in domestic chores.
Yeah.
And feeling like their partner doesn't care, doesn't do his share, doesn't care that she's drowning, or like she's fantasizing about going to hospital for a holiday. I suppose women can accidentally find themselves in that role just because when the baby is first born, you know, it needs the mother the most, and breastfeeding if you can and things like that. So the woman is staying at home, working out all the systems of organisation and domestic chores quite well, a bit better than the male who's probably working full time. So however, the couples get used to that.
Yes.
And then it's hard for them to transition back into sharing more of those things. And unfortunately, women can get stuck doing the brunt of it because they've got a bad partner who doesn't care, but sometimes because women have an ineffective way of communicating. So they might be too passive communicating and communicating with hints, like sighing and chopping the vegetables really loudly. which will just make him withdraw, because he's getting scared. He doesn't know what he's done, so he just goes off, and then the woman can feel more frustrated and angry, like, why are you going to surf again, or why are you going to go into golf again? And you know, when I've got 1,000 jobs and I've just done 1,000 things for the kids and 1,000 things for you, and all you could have done is just cook dinner or something like that. She has valid points and fair enough. And it's also another power game for the guy to withdraw and withhold help and love. She shouldn't have to ask for everything, fellas, you're grown-ups.
Yes.
However, when she comes from a space of the victim mentality, she might not use a soft startup. So Gottman says, when you use a harsh startup, he's already going into the wrong area of his brain. He's not staying in his prefrontal lobe, so where there's impulse control, rational thought, you know, good communication skills. He's going into his flight, fight or freeze, and so most of them just fly away.
Like birds.
Yeah. So she can feel more abandoned, isolated, unsupported, you know, really, really, it can get into a real, really sad, heartbreaking situation. Mm. And even like when the kids become teenagers and she feels even more like, well, they don't even care, you know. So, but guys also get into the victim mentality.
They do, yes.
When they withdraw, they're often doing a bit of stinking thinking about their partner, going, poor me, she's never happy, doesn't want me to ever go for surf or golf. That's not true.
Yeah.
She just wants you to do your share of the job so she can actually have a turn of going to golf or a surf or whatever is her thing.
Yeah, or yoga or, you know, girls'
Yeah. Dance. Yeah. But she feels too guilty to really stand up for herself enough to go and do that.
Yeah.
Like when you've got an empowered woman, she'll just say, sorry, Tuesday and Thursday I'm going to yoga.
Yeah.
Bye. Do the dinner. What's for dinner? I don't know. You cook it. They're your kids. But a woman who's probably brought up to be a good girl or a people pleaser or a perfectionist or like you're a bad mother if you ever put yourself first, she will ignore her needs for self-care and or expect approval from the male or the partner or the female, whoever she's with, you know, and that will set you up to be more of a victim because you can't change other people. You can only change what you're doing.
Just finally, what would you say if you notice that within yourself? What are some reframes that you can give yourself to sort of get out of that victim mentality? I mean, we're working together as a couple, obviously, and honing those skills as a couple. But if we notice it, and it's kind of a mindset that we've got that things always happen to me, I'll never have a healthy relationship. I'll never, you know, she always. If we sort of find that, what can we do? What are some of the parameters that we should maybe put around ourselves?
So what you're describing just then, we call it stinking thinking.
Stinking thinking. Yeah. I like it.
And there's articles about it online.
Yep.
It is a term used in psychology. And it just means your inner critic is either criticising you and blaming you, or it's criticising your partner and blaming them, or your kids, or your mother-in-law, or whoever you want.
Yep.
And when we do that, we can almost manifest that outcome. So, you know, like that woman, when she's criticising her teenage sons enough, you know, they start to just feel a bit like, well, nothing I ever do is good enough, so I'm not going to try, you know.
Yeah.
And they don't really feel loved or motivated or inspired.
Yeah.
And she thinks, well, I don't want to do another job, but it works. It's effective.
Yeah.
And it's less work in the long run. So, one, be aware of your stinking thinking and maybe do some cognitive behavioural therapy sheets, because that challenges your negative thoughts. If you've had them going for years or since childhood or for a long time, or you've got depression, it's cognitive behavioural therapy sheets really challenge you to get a more balanced thought in. And the more you do it, the stronger that neuronal pathway becomes.
Yep.
Practicing, having a gratitude journal will help you focus on what you can appreciate about your partner, about yourself. And then I notice I do stinking thinking or victim mentality with my partner if I'm not practicing self-care. If I stop going to Pilates because I've got stuff on and I'm too busy with the kids and I put the kids first, and that's when I start to get really, like, fired up if I find my partner's dirty clothes hidden behind the lounge. And I go, oh, but that didn't worry me. You know, I knew he's a bit messy sometimes, but it didn't worry me before the last few weeks. So I go, okay, I haven't been going to Pilates. I haven't been meditating. I haven't been taking myself for walks on the beach. I've been putting everyone else first, but then I get resentful about it.
Yeah. Sure. That's, perfect.
Yes.
Absolutely perfect things to think about. Gab, thanks so much for joining us once again on After Dark. It's always an absolute pleasure to have you here, and always an interesting discussion. And, we're changing relationships one chat at a time. So thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you. I love being here.